Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of 1010.
Would recommend.
I don't feel like I got the energy that I wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You wanted more?
You're a bit somber then. So I'm going to do that again.
Okay.
And I would like you to give me energy.
Okay.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of 1010 Would Recommend. Oh, shit. Of 1010
Would Recommend.
Hey, thank you very much. How have you been, my love?
Yeah, I've been really good, you know. Life's great.
Life is good. Oh, my God, we've got very comfortable. We didn't say who we were.
Oh, shit.
We have got cocky in the assumption that people listen enough
you
to know who
so
we are.
Right. Yeah, well, we
apologies,
did go viral,
guys.
Last week, so
that's we did go viral.
Everyone knew.
I just want everyone to know that, like, going viral is actually quite awful at times.
Going viral is extremely stressful, especially when certain people like to steal your content and then put it on their platform and then use their own caption and make it seem like the clip is not what the clip is.
Yes, it's not always a good time. I actually wouldn't recommend going viral. I think it's an awful time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thank you. Because yes, we are hilarious and we should go viral all the time.
Yeah.
It is me, it is I, it is she, Talani.
And it is me, it is I, it is she, Gina.
Ba, 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 ba.
Funnily enough, actually, when I was reading one of the comments from the TikTok that went viral, one of the comments was asking about our star signs because they were like, it's giving Aries and something or other, I don't know, because of the way that we interact with each other.
Right, what's your star sign?
I'm a Scorpio. What's it? What
I'm a Libra.
Okay, so neither of us actually know anything about other...
I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah, do you know what a Libra's like?
No, but so I don't believe in star signs.
Oh, right, okay.
I think it's bullshit.
Okay.
Hold tight, you lot, that depend on your whole lifetime.
Hold tight all the followers we've now lost. Because Talani's
no,
slandering
I said,
your belief.
I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
But saying that, I will see someone tweet something, they'll be like, Libras. I'm like, oh my God, I do that.
Yeah, that's what
so
it's about.
I see things about Libras. I'm like, oh my God, I am that person. Oh my
yeah.
God, that is me.
Yeah.
So, but I don't necessarily live by star signs.
Mm.
Do you believe in star signs?
I find it's kind of fun. I don't know,
yeah.
I like to be a part of something, you know? When it's like...
My problem is that with star signs, because there's that really specific one where you can figure out like...
Your moon or your sun.
Your moon
and
your sun.
Yeah, that's long.
My mum has no idea what time she had me.
Yeah, so does... Yeah, neither does mine.
Like, I don't think she knows the day.
Oh, wow.
I have to go back in time to figure out what the 28th of September 1989 was.
Mm.
Like, I think, was it a Thursday?
Mm.
But she has no idea what time. I was like, was it day or night? She's like, I cannot be sure.
And do you know what? Fair play to her.
Honestly, because why was she?
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of mums do.
What
time they had their kid.
My mum don't. She makes it up every time. I'm like, well, so when was I born? She's like, yeah, 6. And then I'll ask her like 2 months later. She'll be like, yeah, it was like 2 p.m. or...
We're never going to know our moon signs.
No,
or
I know.
Moon or,
yeah, but yeah. Who gives a fuck? I feel like I'm a Scorpio and that's pretty much it.
What are your tendencies meant to be?
Secretive. Lol.
Oh my God, you are so secretive.
Okay, I feel like I've really improved. So...
Oh my God, you are so secretive. And I'll say, what's more?
Secretive, passionate, loyal. I don't know actually if loyalty is... I actually feel like maybe it's not. Passionate. What's the other thing? It's mainly secretive is a big one.
Yeah, you are a secretive
I am.
Person.
But I've really improved and you have complimented me many times.
I have. But I feel like I have to dig it out.
That's not true. I offer you a lot of information.
You don't.
Now
that, you don't
you're a liar.
You don't. Like something could happen and I'll be like, what happened? She'll be like, yeah, and then we had dinner. Okay.
Okay, can I just say, Talani is lying
details.
On my...
Details.
Okay, yeah.
How
okay,
many times
okay,
like,
okay,
details.
Fair enough. The details thing, fair enough. But that's not me being secretive. But I volunteer, be real, I do volunteer information a lot these times and I'll FaceTime you and say, here's the tea. I never used to do that.
Maybe everything feels secret because I'm an oversharer.
You do share a lot.
I'm
but
an
that
overshare.
Actually encourages, that encourages me to share more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just share for the, I just, why not?
Yeah. What's the, do you know any of the tendencies of a Libra?
What I'm kind of a good flirt is what I remember, which
yeah.
I don't think I'm a good flirt though.
You are a flirt. I don't know. I don't really know what's good or bad or not, but...
I'm like, do you like bread?
Because
I like
bread.
I like bread. I like it lightly toasted. Just a bit of butter on it. That's how I love bread. And bagels.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how I like to flirt. So if that's flirting, yeah.
Okay, you're a flirt?
Yeah.
What
and
else?
That's all I know.
Is that all you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
There's other things. What else do they say about Libras? The people have loads of views about me.
Yeah.
And my star sign. I feel like Libras are star sign that people say things about.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, Scorpio and Geminis, everyone hates them. But the thing is, I feel like it's...
We lack attention, apparently, Libras, which is not a lie.
That is very true.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's in a bad way, though.
Yeah.
You're just comfortable with attention.
Yeah, and I like it.
Oh,
Yeah. What's wrong with saying you like attention?
I didn't say why you put your hands out.
Because you're giving me bad vibes about it. What's wrong with being like, yeah, I like it?
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all.
And I'm comfortable with it. And I like compliments. Might have a praise kink. So? What's that got to do with anyone?
Yeah, do you know what? Fair enough.
I love to be praised.
Yeah. I actually like that too. Love a bit of validation. God.
If I hear good girl.
You know what? Jesus Christ, somebody please.
I'm just I would do everything in my power just to hear those two words.
Tilani, this is a Netflix podcast.
Good girl. My mom could tell me good girl.
Don't try and gaslight me.
You are disgusting. Because I meant for my mother. Anyway,
okay.
Talking about Netflix. What you been watching?
Well, I have been watching Do Revenge, which is our main topic of conversation
this week.
So I feel like this, I mean, I use TikTok a ton. I feel like I've been seeing people talking about Do Revenge everywhere.
Yes, yeah.
I actually think this might be one of my favourite Netflix movies that I've seen this year.
Do you know what's good about it as well? It's just that good, and I think everyone's missed it, going back to that good old high school films. I feel like there's something so lovely about a high school film where it's like shot in a school. Because I feel like being in high school, and I guess secondary school here, was such a dramatic time of my life.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the worst time. So if you're in secondary school or high school, you're, the worst is yet to come. That's worth noting. The worst is yet to come.
When would you say the worst time of your life was?
Yo.
Sorry, that was so deep for
no reason.
In this very moment, I am king.
No, I think one of the worst... I think there was something about being 27 that was very awful.
Really?
Yeah,
if I'm being 27.
No, it was just really, like, shaky, man.
Interesting.
Like, there was just, like, loads of... And I think it was a time where loads of people were, like, doing grown-up things.
Right.
And I was still, like, in my room with my pink feature wall, my mum's house. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it just wasn't...
so real. Why do we all have a feature wall, please? Because I had one as well. I had a black and white
and
one.
And then when I was, like, wanting to be mature, I made it red. Yeah, a little red feature wall, which is just, you know, just to spice things up a bit. But yeah, high school, secondary school is all very, very dramatic. And I think this puts the drama
into it. I agree.
Which I think was great.
Yeah, I totally agree. I also love that I could tell that it was very highly influenced by like Mean Girls type vibe. Because obviously, so the storyline of Do Revenge, you know, I'm so bad at doing this, but I'm going to try.
Go on, try. I'll chime in.
The storyline of Do Revenge is... that two students of the same school, completely different, kind of run into each other to help exact revenge on each of the people who have, like, wronged them. So, like, one of the girls is, like, kind of like a popular, like, the archetype of, like, a popular girl, and she has her, well, she has a video of her, like, sort of undressing or whatever. So, like, her nudes leaks, basically.
Yeah.
And so she gets this girl to help her. And then similarly, the girl who's helping her, she,
it was a sex tape that leaked, by the way.
She wasn't having sex.
I'm pretty sure
She was getting undressed.
Was that, sorry, well, I read that one. I was convinced it was sex tape. What? Everything felt worth doing for a sex tape.
I think she was, naked. I think she was like touching herself a bit.
Maybe. Okay.
So, yeah, I guess it was.
Like a sexy tape.
It was a sexy tape. Yeah, sexy tape. And then the other girl, I think, she had a lesbian experience with a student, and then that student said that, like, the girl had, like, assaulted her?
Yeah, basically.
Something like that. Right, yeah. And it stars Camila Mendes. God, I really hope that is the right name. Who is in Riverdale.
Yes, it is her.
And Maya Hawke, who is in Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yes.
They both look older than 17, which is worth noting.
That's very true.
And they're meant to be 17-year-olds. But sure, that's more... all high school shows do. Everyone's older than 17. Yeah, so the thing is just like getting revenge.
Yes.
On people that have wronged you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's the general theme of it. Like,
why did I say that?
Do you get revenge? Do you not get revenge? Do you let go and let God? Yeah. Where do you stand?
Ooh.
And have you ever successfully got revenge on someone, and what was it?
Ooh, God, such a good question. I've never, I don't feel like I have ever gotten revenge on anyone.
I don't think I have. It's a lot of energy.
That's the problem. Like, being petty is a bit different, but, like, actually going out of your way to, like, have a plan and then exact it, that is long. And then, you, like, months and months of, like, nah, Who can be asked?
I'm not that vengeful. I don't think I'm... I would like to be.
Yeah.
I would like to be someone that's like, I'm going to ruin you.
Right.
But I think I don't even have the ideas.
No, I don't have the ideas either. Because, like, what could you do? Like, if you got cheated on, I guess you could, like...
What's the revenge?
There's nothing.
Because cheating back is never going to hurt.
It's never going to hurt. And then it's just like, okay, yeah, you can put their clothes, like, bleach their clothes a bit, but it's like, you still got cheated on.
I mean, people tend to talk about sleeping with their parent.
Would you ever do that? Think of the scenario in which you would.
The reason why I would never, if a partner cheated on me, the reason why I wouldn't sleep with his dad is that, like, no one's dad's attractive.
Yeah, that's true.
That, like, if it was, like, a little sexy dad, maybe I'd be like, oh, okay. No, I wouldn't. That's a lie. I wouldn't. Why would I sleep with someone's dad? That's disgusting.
That's true. What's the most... What's the pettiest thing you've ever done?
I don't know. I
neither do I.
I'm really good at ignoring people.
You are.
Like, so much so, they are convinced I didn't see them.
So, you mean ignoring people in real life?
Yeah.
Really?
Someone can come to my face and be like, hi, and I would just stare at them.
No, I could never do that, you know?
Yeah, I can do that. I would just be like...
I could never do that.
Because you know what you did? Why are you saying hello to me for?
True.
Like, why?
But would you not say, would you not just say, why are you saying hello to me for?
No. I would literally just stare at them.
Jeez.
And then what I used to do, oh my God, I used to, like, you know, general highs?
Yeah.
Do you mean you can walk into a place, hi everyone? I used to go out my way and I'll say hi to every person.
Oh my God, this sounds like classic you.
But that person.
And this is where we're so different, because I know that's what you would do.
Yeah.
Whereas I would just fakely say hi to them.
I wouldn't say a word to them.
Because I'm a fake bitch.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a word to them. And then also, I would make that room bow to me. I would win that room over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I'd make them so uncomfortable they have to leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
That feels
And then maybe
vengeful.
When they leave, like, bye-bye. But I'm not a vengeful person or anything. But I wouldn't get, like, yeah, revenge or anything, no.
I can imagine if we were to cast each of us in the main two roles, I think you'd be the popular girl and I'd be the Maya Hawke one.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
She turns out more evil, though.
Is that what the twist
is? Yeah, she does turn out more evil than you think.
There's a massive twist.
Yeah.
To be honest, okay, I haven't finished it. I do kind of want to know the twist now. Tonight I've seen all of it. There's this big twist at the end. But if you're saying that she turns out more evil, that also sounds accurate to me, because I am a little bit evil.
Yeah, a little bit more evil than... Mm. Yeah. There is, like, what the film does really well, it talks about, like, all of the buzzwordy things that everyone
which I
talks
love.
About.
The script slaps,
like,
can
yeah,
I
yeah,
say.
Like patriarchy and toxic masculinity and all of that. And there is a group. I want to actually say the group's name perfectly right. Mm-hmm. So we can get the vibe that I'm going for here. The group...
Oh, you mean the cis hetero?
Yes. Right. So there is a group in the school which, like, the, like, main lead guy forms. And the group is called the Cis Hetero Men Championing Female Identifying Students League.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And I thought that was perfect and so funny.
Yeah, it is.
But I wanted to know, if that league existed, what rules do you think they'll have?
Ooh.
So it's the Cis Hetero Men Championing Female Identifying Students League. What would be their rules?
All men's toilets have to have tampons.
Like, something so stupid like that, that makes absolutely no sense.
Perfect.
Like, men's toilets have to have tampons.
Yeah. Every man has to carry a tampon. That would actually be really useful, to be quite honest. Just saying.
Would it?
And a pad. Yeah, fuck it. What? When you need a pad, what are you going to do? I feel like everyone should be around. That'd be useful, actually.
I think that sounds like something that cis men think is really helpful.
Really?
They'll be like, oh, we're really doing something great here.
Yeah.
Or they'll be like, every day you have to compliment a woman.
I'm kind of into it, actually.
You are such a pick me.
Yeah, maybe, actually. Hold on, how can you be a, what's your thing, a praise kink, and you don't want to have a man compliment you every day? That don't make any sense.
Yeah, but that's me individually. That's not what all women want.
Right, yeah, true.
All women don't want men to be like, I don't want to walk past men and they're like, oh, nice face.
Really? I would like that.
No. Mm. What's your favourite compliment from a man?
Ooh. Think PG.
Think
PG. Favourite compliment for a man?
Good girl. I'm joking. Just kidding.
Probably, I don't feel like, actually, guys, the guys that I've met are not very good at complimenting at all. Probably if it's something to do with style.
Right, okay.
I think that's nice. Yeah. different from like, because it's different being like, you look nice or, you know, you're beautiful, whatever. But like complimenting something that's like slightly different or like, yeah, I don't know, my style, my dress sense. What about you?
I'm really, I like it. Like, I like a beautiful one, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something quite nice about, oh, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I think that feels nice.
I would be, I actually think, I know we're taking a piss out of it, but I'd actually be into this group in the school.
Would you?
Yeah, I actually, now that I think about it.
It's ridiculous.
It is, but now that I think about it, also I just really, really wish that I was in the writer's room because the way that they wrote it and have like taken the piss out of, it, like, it's like perfect for the age group that this is kind of aged towards, which I feel like is like a TikTok Gen Z generation.
Yeah,
like
definitely. Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also the way that it like perfectly satirizes internet culture and the way that we, it's just, oh, it's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good. This film's actually really, yeah, really good.
There's another really interesting theme in it that I thought was really good as well. And it talks about like the world of revenge and how it's easier to take down another woman when thinking about revenge than it is to take down a man.
Yeah.
So one of the people they're getting revenge on is a girl. And honestly, it was quite easy just to get her downfall. Yeah. To get rid of her was quite easy. But it talks a bit, like it kind of reflects how like the world favours men so much that it's actually maybe sometimes impossible to really actually get them.
Wow, that's a really good point.
Like it's often like, what do you actually say or do in the world of like what's true?
Yeah.
Because even when something as bad as like a man exposes a woman's sex tape or a nude, it's the girl that's the slut.
That's so true. And the thing is like when I think of exacting revenge on a man, I would think of like destroying like their property or something that's like of a monetary value. Whereas like for a woman, you could do something as simple as just make up a rumor about them being a slag.
Yeah, exactly.
That's quite sad.
Whereas with men, it's actually quite hard to be like, I'm going to, even when women like get cheated on and then they're going to get their men back, I'm going to cheat back. It doesn't slap the same.
It really doesn't.
And the annoying thing about men is, especially when it comes to like relationships, they are kings. Like they value themselves so much. As soon as they smell a hint of disrespect, they're out.
Mm.
But with us, forgiveness, innit?
You've got to free ourselves and cheat on everyone.
I think women should start cheating back.
I know. You've said that and I actually agree with you.
I think women should start cheating back. I think once we normalize it, men won't think it's a thing that they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, they're weak. We're all weak now.
Mm.
Then what?
So what are you giving this film out of 10?
I really enjoyed it. It's quite a long film.
It's quite a long film.
It's over two hours long. And honestly, I'm trying to really change in terms of like what I can actually... My attention span is ridiculous.
I know, me too. It's really bad.
Like I had to force myself to watch a 3-minute TikTok the other day.
Wow.
I was like, watch it. Because I was really just wanting to swipe.
Mm.
So this is a long film. It's over 2 hours.
Mm.
But it's really good. It's really entertaining. And I like the dressing. And not because it's like, it's just cute. It's just nice, fun. But, okay. So I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
The reason why is there's a lot of music in it.
Do you not like that?
It's too much.
I feel like people... So one of the tracks actually, which is called Everyone is Dumb or something, is going viral on TikTok at the moment. They seem to love it.
Maybe it's a millennial thing that...
I think it's a millennial thing that we don't like.
And I have never watched a film that I've noticed how much music is in it.
Really?
But I was like, there's music in every scene in this film.
Mm.
Like every single...
I didn't actually notice
that. There is so much music in it.
But you don't really love a musical, do you?
Yeah, but it's not even... It's not in a musical sense because they're not singing it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just consistent.
Mm, I haven't noticed that.
I've never noticed it in every film before. But I noticed it here. I was like, oh, there must be loads of music in this.
I've seen a lot of praise for the soundtrack, but I didn't actually... You're right. There's a ton. There's so much music.
And maybe it's just the me thing. I just like, I don't think we need that much music.
Also, I feel like we're burying the lead here, which is that Sarah Michelle Gellar's in this film.
Oh my God, that is.
As in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
And also, they say something that references her, one of her old teenage films.
Really?
Oh, there is. Just before they show her for the first time, someone makes a joke and says, oh, that's very... And
oh,
it's a
really?
Film that she was in.
She's amazing in it. Also, so is Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, Sansa girl. She's amazing.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is just... She's... And that's what's nice about it. Because the film is for Gen Zs. I'm way too old to watch it. But I can recognise tropes in it.
Yeah.
Tropes that I'm used to from my teenage films. And then having, like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, who's now... It's so weird. She's not the teenager anymore.
I know, it's so
weird. She's the, like, head teacher.
So weird.
Which is true. Yeah, of course. Shit.
I know. Yeah, you're right. I feel like it's not for... Yes, definitely aimed towards Gen Zs. I do feel like millennials can enjoy it.
I really enjoyed it.
But I know it's for them. But I also feel like I can imagine it being... It's really hard because I always wonder when I watch films like this, like what could be the next Mean Girls? I just don't know if anything...
Do you think anything will ever rival Mean Girls?
It's almost like you don't know until... You don't know until...
What's
like,
close
hindsight.
To Mean Girls to you right now?
I would say Booksmart. Have you ever watched Booksmart?
Yeah, I have watched Booksmart. I enjoy it.
I would say Booksmart. Not for our generation, obviously, but I feel like the younger people, maybe Booksmart. Booksmart is their Mean Girls. But I also feel like Do Revenge has the potential to be
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. What's your favourite trope in high school films?
Ooh. You know me, I love an unsuspecting friendship so much.
Which is what all of them are.
I know, I love it.
Because Do Revenge is literally
yeah,
that.
I know, I love
two
it.
Two different worlds become friends.
I just love it. Love it.
Yeah.
My other favourite trope, I feel like, is... Ooh. To be honest, I do love the revenge trope. I think that's because of Mean Girls.
Yeah. What's the one, John, with Thingy?
John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
John Tucker Must Die is a good revenge.
I do
yeah,
like the
I
revenge
enjoyed
ones.
That. Yeah.
Even this film, Do Revenge, also had a makeover.
That's my favourite trope.
Really?
I love the parts in films when they do makeovers. It's very dated. It's very like, but why should you need a makeover? Blah, 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 blah. Mm. But I just think it's fun.
What's your fave film that does a makeover scene? Which one do you think?
Oh, it's Pretty Woman, weirdly. I think that's a really, really well. I think it's a really fun makeover. And it's a film, where she becomes a princess.
Princess Diaries.
Yes.
And becomes a princess.
Oh my God. That I nice. Love it. There's a trend going on where people are doing it on wedding day.
Yeah.
And I think it's such a good trend when they've got like really this and then become a princess. I love a makeover scene.
That's really nice. So do I.
I just think it's so much fun. And then, do you know the best scenes when they like go shopping and they come out trying different outfits?
Oh my
and
God.
And the person sat there like, yeah, no, this one. Yeah.
I love that
I
trope.
Want to recreate. If I go through my whole life, and there's not one point in my life where I've got friends sitting down and I'm coming in and out of the change room with outfits, I haven't lived.
That would be such a good TikTok if you could be bothered.
Yeah.
You should do that.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, that is really great. That is really, really great. I remember that from like Sex and the City did that.
So many of those films do that all the time, where they just come in and out, trying out different outfits. That's why I like Trini and Susanna's little makeover show.
Oh, really?
I don't know why that was a thing I brought up.
Yeah.
But you wonder, Trini and Susanna are still friends. I don't think they are.
I don't think they are. It must be hard, though. That's, not everybody has no, a rock-solid friendship like Talani, though. Do you know what I mean?
I genuinely want to know if Trini and Susanna are still friends.
They're probably not. I feel like it puts... Well, Ant and Dec have actually been through a lot and they're still friends. So
they,
oh,
my God. They have been through.
They've been through.
They've had to do Celebrity in the Dark. No, not in the Dark. What's that show called?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. They've had to go through all of that shit.
Yeah.
Ant and Dec...
They've been through it.
And you know what? They're still friends.
And you know what? Shout out at Adet, because tell you what they've got, a rock solid foundation.
Do you know what? They have a definition of friendship never ends.
Absolutely.
That's who Spice Girls were singing about. Wow, what a discovery.
Spice Girls were singing about Adet.
And Derek, yeah. Friendship. Because one of their marriages has ended. But do you know what stayed together? Their friendship. It has. I can't remember what one it is, but one of them has broken up with his wife.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're still there.
Wow.
Are they both married? Were they both married?
I don't know that much about Ant and Dec.
Because I do wonder, right, if we're best mates, yeah?
Yeah.
And then we're both married.
Yeah.
And then I wake up with my partner.
Yeah.
Do you just have to stop talking to my partner?
Well, it depends on how you broke up your partner, innit?
I was wrong.
Ooh.
Because I think that's the story. I cheated.
That's tough. And that's the thing that
but
I
But you're
feel
my
like...
mate.
Yeah, but you did wrong.
So?
I wouldn't... Oh, it depends on if you told me to stop speaking to a partner, then I would. But I'd be like, it's a damn shame. But I would stop talking to them.
Good, because you should.
Okay.
And you should plot my revenge on them.
You know what? What if happened to Dick and Dom as well? Sorry, not to keep going on about different...
Oh my God, Dick and Dom.
Just saying. Again, other famous duos.
Duos, yeah.
On camera.
See, that's the thing. We're bringing it back to the film and the theme of the film, which was duos.
Duos.
Who are your favourite duos?
Other than us, I would say...
I do like Ant and Dec, though.
I do love Ant and Dec. Yeah, I do love Ant and Dec.
Richard and Judy.
What the... Also, these examples are so dated.
Who are the new duos? No one's a duo anymore. Who is the new gent Ant and Dec? Nobody.
You know who it is? It's Chunks and Philly.
Chunks and Philly is a
it's
good
Chunks
duo.
It's Chunks and Philly, yeah. They're a good duo.
They're a good duo.
Who else?
And that's about it.
That is hockey. Yeah. Because no one else, like Chunks and Philly, you can, and this is what Ant and Dec had. Chunks and Philly, you can tell that they're mates. They've got the foundation.
Yeah, of the core friendship.
Whereas
yeah.
other people, they've got, you just, there's no.
Yeah. And again, a theme from the show, film. Where yeah. it's like, when they were doing adventures together, like, one of them got it twisted and thought they were more friends than they were actually.
That's
were.
Very true. It was really sad, like, at the birthday party.
Yeah.
She was like, do you remember
Do you ever
birthday?
Feel like you're ever in a position where you have people who think you're closer to them than what you are?
Yeah, all the time.
Same, so do I. I've been getting invites places. I'm like, we are not.
Listen,
you?
Even when you're asking me to your close friends on Instagram.
It's a very intimate dinner. Why the fuck am I there?
Oh, my God. This.
I don't know your last name.
It's actually so peak because this, yeah. I feel like this happens to the both of us.
I don't know your surname. Like, why am I at your intimate dinner?
Why? Why am I in your close friends on Instagram?
I like being in everyone's close friends, though.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's just interesting to me.
I love it when I'm on someone's close friends.
Really?
I feel like it feels like they trust me.
Yeah, but like, I feel a bit bad because I'm like, you're not on mine.
As soon as I see a green, I watch that story straight away. Like, it's my work in this world to watch all of my close friends' stories as in my earliest convenience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I hate when people just do like shit things. Like, why is you cooking food private?
That's true. How many people are on your close friends?
I don't have many. I think I've got like 30.
Exclusive.
Everyone in my close friends will come to my house.
That's a really
That's
good
how
way
I've done
to...
it. If I won't invite you to my house, you won't be in my close friends. But
anyway,
yeah,
Do Revenge is a great film.
Would recommend.
Would recommend for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
What else are you recommending this week?
I haven't watched it, but there's loads of conversations about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm genuinely scared to watch it.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'm just very scared to watch, only mainly because it's scary.
Yeah.
And I'm really wary of scary films. But I've heard there's been so much conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
So people watching him, people saying, and to be fair, I didn't know anything about that story.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm just very badly educated,
mm-hmm.
but there were so many things that, like, based on true events, this yeah. thing actually happened. I'm like, I knew nothing about this.
Well, is it American? It's an American crime story.
Yes, it is American. Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like it's, you're so right. There are so many cases. And I always think it as well when it's like something as prevalent as somebody who's killed this many people. I'm like, how did
how
that not
miss me completely? Yeah.
But also it makes me really sad because I'm like, there are so many stories.
Yes.
It can just go
it's
on
insane.
And on
it's
and on.
Insanity.
It's horrible.
I listen to loads of like true crime podcasts, like consistently listen to them, and it is insane.
Mm.
Like, they're never short of a story. They're never short of a serial killer. They're never short of this person that's doing this. And I think every time it's like, so I don't, when it comes to like scary stuff, I don't find ghosts scary. In terms of watching a film, I don't find anything of that scary.
Yeah.
What scares me is that a human being doing something.
Mm.
That's what I find the scariest things ever. Like, this human someone has gone to do this thing.
You're so right. You're so
ghosts
right.
Ghosts and anything like that, I don't care.
Because
I'm like, oh, how likely is that?
Mm.
Humans, like, this person did this because, that one I don't fuck with at all.
I feel like this is something that we spoke about before because I think the reason why, one of the reasons why people are so obsessed with true crime is because, like, people are trying to search for or trying to understand the minds of people.
It's like you want to get ahead of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to see what's
you
like
wanna
possible.
You want to see, like, how
yeah, yeah,
bad,
yeah.
like, how, yeah, exactly,
yeah.
how bad it can possibly
yeah.
be and, like, how could something that awful happen and so people are, like, interested in it. But it's, I would say, I haven't personally watched it either. But I would say if you do, I would, you know, take great caution because it is a very, 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 very heavy watch.
It's a heavy watch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very
it's
heavy
a very
watch.
Heavy watch. It's a lot. But like, there's been loads of conversations about it.
Yeah,
and
tons.
Like, loads of people have been talking about it and watching it. And yeah, that's what it is.
Give it a watch. Give it a watch. I'll tell you what I've also been watching.
Go on.
Blonde.
Okay.
Okay, so Blonde is it's like 2 hours 45 minutes.
Why does it take so long?
It's so long. It is long, I'll be honest. Film about Marilyn Monroe.
Right, okay.
And it's based on the book. There was basically a book written about Marilyn Monroe. I think it was also called Blonde. And it's a fictionalized book of mm-hmm. her life. So it's really interesting because it's kind of, you can mistake it for a biopic, but it's actually not. There are a lot of things in the film that
completely
didn't happen.
Made up.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I guess it's sort of like imagining what the life of someone like Marilyn Monroe could have been like.
Right, okay.
I was reading an article as well, like, and I would recommend doing this whilst you're watching it, that like kind of showed... laid out the stuff that's true and the stuff that's
oh,
not.
Oh, that's good. That's made up.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Cool.
But it stars Ana de Armas. She does really good in it. She looks a lot like Marilyn Monroe. One thing I will say about this film, it is stylistically gorgeous. Mm. It is beautiful. The shots are amazing. Like, I can definitely see how, like, Film Bus would love it. It's just so damn sad.
Is it?
Like, it is every...
Was Marilyn Monroe's life quite sad?
Yeah, it was really sad.
Again, I don't know much about her.
Yeah, it was really sad. Yeah.
But what is the gist of her story?
So, I'm trying not to conflate it with the film because I know that some stuff... But basically, it's like she had a really tough childhood.
Okay.
Like, her mum... So this is what I was reading about. This is the true story of Marilyn Monroe. So her mum conceived of Marilyn Monroe, whose actual real name is Norma Jean or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, interesting.
Conceived of her with like one of her superiors from work. So Marilyn did not know her dad, and her mum had like a psychotic break and was like committed into psych wards for like the whole of her life. And then Marilyn had to go into like foster homes and in order to get and like orphanages, and then in order for her to be released from an orphanage, she got married at 16.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. And then obviously through her life, she like gets into showbiz and like she gets in a marriage that is like super violent and there's domestic violence and like all this other stuff. And she died at the age of 36 from an overdose. So she did have a tumultuous life.
Long out her life. Like, does it imagine what would have been like if she hadn't died?
No.
Oh, it stops it when
she's
like, okay, interesting.
It is. Listen,
heavy watch.
As soon as this woman gets happy, it gets taken away. It is really sad. That being said, it's a really good film if you're in the mood to be sad.
Let me lighten the mood. There's a film called Otherhood.
Yeah, this is a heavy topic. We started with Revenge, to be fair.
Yeah, no, this is... Otherhood is a Netflix film.
Okay.
And it's... My mum was around the other day. We watched it together. Aww. And it's basically about a group of mothers, including Angela Bassett.
Nice.
And, she's in Desperate Housewives. Okay. I can't remember her actual name now. Sorry, my bad. So it's like 3 to 4 mothers, and they've got like kids who are like in their late 20s, all moved out from home and just like living their lives basically. And it's like Mother's Day and they're all just like, yo, our kids are just not around with us. And then they all kind of go into the city to go like meet their kids and like interrupt their kids' lives and try to like be a part of it. And it's just like a really nice thing of like, they're all like boy mums. They've all got like kids that are boys. And just kind of like what happens when you are in that stage of your life, I guess in your early 60s, late 50s, where like all the kids have left home and you're now like, what now? Mm. It's a lovely watch.
That is a lovely watch.
Yeah, I'd recommend Otherhood. Yeah, my mum really liked it as well. So if you wanna, don't you find it really hard when you've got your mum in the house or someone and it's just like, what do I watch on Netflix that's appropriate for me and this older person in my
home? Yeah, really hard. I can't remember the last time I watched it.
It's so hard to pick something because you're like, I don't know what is going to be here.
Yeah.
But I'd recommend Otherhood. It's a nice watch with your parent.
How long is it? Is it a quick one?
It's a quick, like, hour and a half.
Oh, dream.
Like, hour and a half.
That's my hot take.
Very simple to understand. Like, you don't even have... You know, there's some films you have to be glued to it to not miss anything. Mm. You could go to the toilet and not pause it.
Nice.
Yeah. You can make a tea and not pause it and come back and still understand.
All films should be an hour and a half. I'm so sorry. But it's true. Even the Marvel ones.
Now, film buffs will tell you that you're an idiot.
Oh, well. You're not the number one you can... I'm joking.
Saying that, though, remember The Pursuit of Happiness. I think that's a long film. I think it took me about 5 years to watch that film.
Really?
Every time I watched it, I slept.
So sad,
like,
as well.
Every time I went to watch it, I would fall asleep.
Yeah.
Every single time. And the one time I was like, no, you better watch it. And it was good.
It's a good film, too.
And
fair.
I cried. It's just so long.
They really shouldn't be so long.
And you know them long, slow films, like, please let something happen in the next 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And nothing happens.
Pursuit of Happiness, though. Stuff happens.
Maybe I was just very sleepy. Mm. I just kept sleeping. Every single time I tried to watch it, I just kept sleeping. And everyone talks about it's such a great film. I was like, yo, I don't know.
I couldn't tell you
because I fall asleep. But I've watched it all now without sleeping, but would recommend. But yeah, Otherhood, would recommend. It's a Netflix film.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nice film. And I just like nice stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Since everything has been quite heavy.
It has been really heavy.
No, Do Revenge is not.
Do Revenge is great. I would say, okay, so the recommendations for this week, we have Do Revenge, Jeffrey Dahmer. What's the full name of that?
It's just called Dahmer.
Is it just called Dahmer? Why do I keep saying this? Anyway, Do Revenge, Dahmer, Blonde and
Otherhood. Yes.
Yeah. So give it a watch. Let us know. We keep forgetting to say this, but please tweet us any of your opinions using the hashtag 1010 would recommend.
And then it shows you've watched as well that you'd recommend as well. It's always good because people want to see what to watch.
Exactly. we also forgot to say where you can find us. Oh, we don't do that anymore.
Sorry, we took the whole summer off. Now we don't even know what to
do. Don't know what's going on. Where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on the internet, on Instagram and Twitter at Tolly_T.
Pew, pew. And you can find me at Smile Gina, that's G-E-N-A, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And you can find Netflix UK, site everywhere on the internet, do you know what I mean? Just type in Netflix, it'll come up. Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
It's just been the
two
of us this week.
Yes.
Your fave TV and film duo.
Yes.
We'll speak to you next week.
Hold tight, Anton Deck. I really hope, though. We should get them on. Checking out, come on.
No.
All right, bye.
Bye.